Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. This is episode 3, season 17, 24 hours in the Bad Girls Clubhouse. Don't.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place.
I have the hair.
Yeah, I know. You're like... put you in a nice little smooth groove.
The Hotel California.
Who does not love the Eagles? Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Kristen Kelly, and on the panel today, we have Miss Camilla. Hello, Miss Camilla. How are you doing?
How are you?
I'm good.
How are you? Missed you.
Thank you. I was at Disneyland. I had kind of a
vacation.
I had a little vacation. I had a very kind of crazy week. But yeah, and I took care of 3 kids.
Oh, so amazing. And I was taking care of a child too.
It was a learning experience.
Oh, it's a bit much.
It was a learning experience. So Kayla is not going to be here today. Kayla had an emergency come up. I'm not sure if she wants to talk about it. So if she does want to talk about it, I'm sure she will. But Kayla is not going to be here tonight. But it's not like she just was like, oh, I'm not going to come. She actually had something serious happen. So Miss Camilla, how can they find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram at The Real Camilla P and on Snapchat, The Real Camilla P. Twitter, I am Camilla P. I don't really use my Twitter much, so I mean, you can still go in there to see me tweet a little
you
bit.
Know, whenever I go to tweet you or to add you in a Twitter thing, I can never, like, I put in your name and it doesn't show up for
really?
Some reason. So then I speak your name, I say Camilla Poindexter, and it shows up your thing.
That's so weird.
It's so weird. I don't know. Twitter is out there.
Well, I need to get more active with my Twitter, honestly, because I just kind of pushed it to the side once all these social media, you know, but it's good for tool.
Outdated.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
it's like MySpace.
My brother, who's 6 years older than me, he just recently, like, bought stock in Twitter, and he's like, Twitter's the future. I'm like, Twitter is not the future. Twitter has been dead. That's like, what? I'm like, but Snapchat, they did just open for trading. So if you guys want to buy, you know, stocks in Snapchat, you can. All right. So, guys, we have to run through this episode because we started a little late and the studio is going to be occupied at 7. So we are not going to take any calls tonight. I'm so sorry. But in the future, we're going to take calls at the end of the show. A lot of you guys were complaining last week saying that you did not. Yes, we have 33 minutes to do this episode. They were saying that they didn't like all the callers, which I kind of agree.
Yeah, sometimes callers can be a little like... it's like we should give them a time limit because sometimes they ramble on and they talk about who knows what and it's not like pertaining to the episode, you know? So I think...
yeah, so we love you guys. We love you callers.
Yes, we do.
But in the future, we're just going to have callers at the end. Mm-hmm. So then it's like it just flows better. All right, so kicking into it and just like let's try to ram this out. Oh, and you can find me everywhere at Kristen Kelly TV. I'm going to leave a comment below this so you can go follow my YouTube channel. I would really appreciate that, guys. And if you leave me any comments, I always respond. All right, so 24 Hours in the Bad Girls Club is the name of the episode. And they kind of made it like a 24 episode, you know, where it's like counting down a little
48
bit.
48 hours.
Is that what it's called? 48
yes.
hours? Oh, that shows how much I like those one-hour sitcoms. I remember in acting class, they were like, okay, everybody, now we have to, you had to watch those types of shows as homework. And I was just like, oh, I hate them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love reality. Okay. So, so Sayora is like the odd man out. Do you feel bad for Sayora?
Well, at this point, I do feel bad for Sayora. I mean, at this point, it's 3 weeks in, and maybe in filming time, it's kind of like a week. Mm-hmm. So... it's probably not that... I mean, it's so fresh that it's just chopped up in episodes. But I think that it should be... I mean, everybody should be friends at this point. It's kind of stupid. Like,
yeah,
you guys don't have anything
started.
Else to do. So why just have all this drama? But I feel like she kind of put her... what is it? How do you say it? Put your foot where your mouth is?
Yeah. Or put your foot in your mouth.
Yeah, put your foot in your mouth when she, you know, spoke up on Susan's business early on. So people don't trust her. But like she said, you were my friend. So you shouldn't have trusted me with the information anyway. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like it's a little... overrated for the whole argument. It's still drawn out.
It's a little bit much. I mean, I feel like the way Little Key, or still calling him Little Key.
Yes,
the way the Little Key's acting, you would have thought that she did something like horrible, or she like did something to her family, or it was this big injustice. I don't know. It's a little... that's just a little weird for me. And I do feel very bad for Sayora.
Sayori? Yeah, she's so small. It's like, Sayora, oh my God, you're so tiny.
Sayori.
Sayora, I think.
Sayora. I do feel bad or for Sayora. Sayora. Yeah. I feel bad for her. So DeShayla and Lil Key, they have like a heart-to-heart. And it was sweet. I feel like Lil Key in this episode is, you know, she's up, she's down. She's
I just like, feel like she wants to have a piece in every scene. Mm-hmm. So she's just like, let me jump in here. Let me jump over there. Let me jump. I just feel like she's just rambling on about a lot of stuff that's really like, shut up already. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of people want to say that to her, but they don't want to cause friction.
Yeah, I think what it is, and you probably experience this too, mm-hmm. is when you're in the bad girl's house, you're in a new situation. Like, you're a star. You're in a house. There's all these cameras. Everyone's staring at you. And whoever makes the loudest and whoever's the most dramatic, that's who the cameras follow.
Well, yeah.
So to her, in her head, she thinks, oh, I'm doing a good thing. But I mean, if this is how she is in the real world, honey, like, what is going on? Too much.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So Sayora and Big Key, you know, they have this like really awesome friendship throughout it. And she just tells her about like the drama and like, you know, Big Key. I really like Big Key or Kiki. Kiki's like,
she's
really
grown on me too.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of quirky, but I like that in her. And she, mm-hmm. when she does something, you could tell like she's speaking from the heart because she's like, clueless, like, oh my God, like, no, like, I don't want it to be a fight, mm-hmm. but okay, yeah, maybe when I first came in the house, yeah, I did want drama because mm-hmm. it's the bad girl's house, but okay, now this is stupid drama, mm-hmm. so I don't want dumb drama, you know?
Yeah,
so also, I think that's what she meant by mm-hmm. when she first came in the house, like, oh, I want some drama to pop off, but it's like, okay, yeah, but not stupid, mm-hmm. dumb, like, y'all mad because the girl brought a man home, like, mm-hmm. get some dick. Mm-hmm. Sorry, excuse my language. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's true. So then Big Key said that she knows that she's going to have to choose sides, which I'm like, girl, you don't have to choose sides. And it was interesting because she said she's going to have to choose sides. And later on she says, well, you know, I can be friends with whoever I want to be friends with. You know, Amber Mead and mm-hmm. I, we've like had conversations like this before because we both feel like even if I'm not cool with somebody, you can mm-hmm. be cool with them. And I mean, I'm talking like years ago, I was like, Amber was like, well, you know, I'm not going to, well, it was like Leah from my season, like her and Leah like hung out or something. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't care. Like
right.
hang out with whoever you want to hang out with. You're an adult. Do whatever you want. And Amber feels that same way, but there's so many people that it's like, you know, even as an adult, you think that stuff would not matter, but it's almost like you can't be a friend with that person if that person's this friend. And it's like, no, you're adults.
When I was young, that's how you think that way mm-hmm. because you're like, oh, okay, I can't be friends with this person. Mm-hmm. And I think I was even that type of person too, like, oh, well, you better not talk to her because you are friends with me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like loyalty, I'm really big on loyalty. So I feel like if you're friends with this person and this person doesn't like me, it's a high chance that this person mm-hmm. may speak about me around you. Mm-hmm. It might not happen in some cases, but it might be. So I try to stick away from people that just don't like me and like you. I just want to have a whole big happy family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, just like whatever.
Get rid of the toxins. You know, mm-hmm. it's like you don't need people like that in your life. However, I think these are some differences that I've seen between this season and other seasons is that it's so small. There's no pool. There's not a pool.
I did not notice that.
I was watching them this morning like, or tonight and they're like going up the elevator and I was like, Jesus Christ, there's no pool.
They have a jacuzzi though. That's
they do
it.
Have a jacuzzi? Ah, but it's like
It's not the same.
And for my season, we had like a mansion, and I think every season's had a mansion where there was like a pool and you know, you could go like I remember one time I had a nervous breakdown. I had to like go sit outside and just collect myself. Mm-hmm. There's really not that space in that house. Mm-hmm. It's very small quarters and there's no doors.
So maybe they want people to just be stuck mm-hmm. to where that they can't. And then you know how it goes when you're trying to go somewhere. You got to get approved. It's mm-hmm. so many different things that you guys don't know that we go through on the reality shows. You have to go through a checklist of getting out the house. And you have to say, yep. hey, where you're going. Then you have to get Mike to get out the house. Mm-hmm. So it's so much.
You have to get approval. They have to. Mm-hmm. People have to sign contracts. Like,
it's a bit much. And for him, oh, God, I felt bad for him to come and then has to leave. I would have been pissed. So I would have felt like Sayori and that's moment, like, bitch, you got my fucking dude kicked out.
When that happened, I was so angry. Like, why would production make that? Was so stupid. Why would production make Leon, right?
Lionel.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Lionel. Why would they make Lionel leave? What did Lionel do? He did nothing. He was like the most calm person and he was a nice guy. And it's like this poor girl has like really no friends. And on top of it, like the one person who comes in and is like trying to like tell her, you know, like everything's going to be okay.
I would have told
he has to leave. I would say, little key, pack your bags. Mm-hmm.
Or you should have been able to stay in the room and not been able to come out.
Yes.
Because like, I feel like that was really harassment. Beyond. I even put it on my notes. I was like, fucked up.
Yes.
Because I'm not down with that.
You're like fucked up. Yeah, underlining it.
Yeah, I'm like mad at the fact that she would come in the house. Okay, yeah, granted, you don't like me, but I have my friend here. Just have a little respect for me out of mm-hmm. my friend. But you don't even have respect for that mm-hmm. because you don't have no dick. And clearly, you don't have anybody to call. And you're from the West Coast. If anybody should have somebody in the house, you should be having it popping. Mm-hmm. It's just annoying.
Right. She's from... Right.
She
she's
makes from, me mad that she's from even Compton. From the West Coast. Oh, God.
Wait, how... That's so close. Mm. Like, she should have friends there every day. I just... I don't know. It's just, it's very bothersome, that whole situation. And I really don't like that they asked him to leave.
Well, I think because it became a liability when Key ran up on him, because had he hit her back, just say reflexes, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Men, strength, hit you back. Mm. Now he's liable because she didn't run up, tried to slap him. He reflected, I mean, you know, hit her back. And it's just a case.
Yeah.
Then we have policemen and all the things you don't want to come to the bad house.
When
the bad
he
house.
Was calling, and Lil Key, who, like, by the way, is becoming like my most unfavorite bad girl of all times, mm-hmm. when she was hanging up on him, I just was like, girl, I wanted to like come through the TV and like be like, you know what, like Sayora, like I will party with you. Mm-hmm. Let's like have a good time. Like, this poor girl's entire experience is being ruined. Like, even the whole phone calling issue, it's like, why are you so mad? Why is she so mad? She's mad because of the Susan situation. Like, that has nothing to do with you, and you look like a stupid bully.
No, she's like, I fought for you. And it's like, I'm tired of people saying that I fought for people. Mm-hmm. You're bad for fighting for her because you look stupid fighting for her. First of all, Big Key is big enough to handle her mm-hmm. own, even though we see she can't fight much. But hey, she tries and she goes mm-hmm. out there, you know, and she sticks to what she says from what I've seen from the last two episodes. And if she says something that she feels like it was wrong, she apologizes, mm-hmm. you know, and she says what her mistakes are. And I think that's a big person of her. I mean, yeah. I feel like she's being a bigger person doing that.
I agree.
I just think that they're trying to look for a reason to start shit with Big Key now. Mm-hmm. Because now Big Key is doing something different from the pack. You know how it goes. You do something different from the pack, everybody mm-hmm. wants to say, oh, you're acting different, or you're being with this person. Like, it just becomes a bit much.
How old is Little Key?
I believe she's 27. That's what the guy said. Remember he said he thought she was 42, but she's like, she's 27.
She's 27? Mm-hmm. What?
So that's why she's kind of angry, you know, when you go in the bad girls club that late.
I mean, she's a full-blown adult. Mm-hmm. She's, like, practically our age. Like, she's 27? Are you kidding? I thought she, like, just turned 21. What adult acts like that? I'm sorry, girl. No. No, that's... so then Susan, they all have to go get their nails done. And then I loved how Fran is just... Fran's becoming a fast favorite of mine. Like, I really like Fran. She's just so, like...
She just floats.
Yeah, she's like, okay, like...
But she seems like she's going to have to, you know, come out that bag a little bit with some tricks, because she's mm-hmm. getting tired of feeling like she's being bullied. Mm-hmm. And I think her voice isn't being heard. So she kind of eased out there a little bit in this episode. We'll see what's going to happen. Mm. It's not me. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so many times. I can't be the only person who, when I watch the show, is like a fan. It's like, oh my God, I wish I was there. Like, I wish I was there. Like, I wish I could be like, you know, like, just like Fran, like, let's hang out. Like, well, Sayora, let's hang out. Like, Big Key, let's hang out. Like, I would be in their group. I'd be like, let's do shots. Let's party. Let's not be in this stupid drama. Like,
well, they should be smart and then be like, hey, let's call some old bad girls and let's turn up. But they probably think we're going to beat them up or something.
I know.
Or, like, have beef. But in reality, we're like, yeah, Sayora, you should have called me. I would have had you turned up.
I know.
That would have really had Lil Key mad.
Oh my God, pretty girl group. No, like, seriously, it was so stupid. I'm like, dude, I was like, oh my God, if I was in that house, I would have gotten like Little Key out of there so fast.
What did you do?
Like, they just had to get her out. I don't know if she's mad.
Because
she's so angry, she's like a boiling pot. Okay, the fact that she hit somebody first tonight, she was the first one, I feel like she should go. I mean, it wasn't really bad, but yeah. I would play that up. I'd be like, my face. Like, you look at her face, like she's got, you know, a mark between her eyes now. What if that's permanent? We don't know.
Well, see, that's the problem, because you cut me or do anything mm-hmm. to my face, I'm whooping some ass.
Dude, you can just say for Brandy on our season, Brandy left because she didn't do anything. There wasn't like a final thing. We went to the production and we said, we are scared of her. Like, mm-hmm. Leah was like, I'm afraid that she's going to do something when I'm sleeping. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you go to production and you say, I'm afraid for my safety, which I'm afraid for their safety and I'm watching it on TV.
I don't think Little Key, I think she'll do some spiteful stuff. The other girls don't really look like they'll do much of nothing. Seven, on the other hand, now, I feel like she's becoming a little mad. Mm. I feel like that was a little unnecessary. Because it's like, okay, she wanted drama. Okay, she got the drama. Now, why are you mad? Because she wanted drama and she got the drama, you know? So, we'll see how this plays out.
Question, did anybody get waxed on your season?
I went to get waxed, but not on the actual episode.
Because on my season, they did that same thing, but I don't think that they ever showed it. And I think I've seen it before. I'm like, is that just something they always do? No, I feel
like they show it, like, when it's, like, in between commercials, and they just show, like, a snippet of, like, girls laughing and, you know, joking around. So I think they do it like that.
Hour 12. They had, like, the countdowns of the hour.
Oh, right.
So Sayora calls her... Oh. We already did that. Mm-hmm. The ex comes. He's friends. Big Key wants to know why everyone just can't get along and be friends. I kind of agree with her. I think, yeah, it's the bad girl's house. It's just really weird, the whole dynamic of... I mean, I hope that they would... If they're going to fight, I feel like they should fight about real stuff. I feel conflicted. Mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. on one side, it's the bad girl's club. We want drama. But on the other side... It's stupid, petty stuff that we don't even care about seeing on mm-hmm. TV. So it's like, I wish that they could get along and have fun. And then if there was a real issue.
Like a real drama.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the Susan thing started off with the drama, but it was kind of like, that was something to linger on. Like, you know, it's just something that they wanted to have to a dispute about. It mm-hmm. wasn't even, I don't even feel like that should have got that much camera time. So... I just feel like they're reaching this season. I really do.
They're reaching.
I don't know if they're really going to get rid of Bad Girls Club, but I definitely feel like this season is kind of lame.
I feel like they tried to do some stuff that had never been done before. You know, they did it instead of a mansion. They had it kind of like downtown, you know.
Well, they should have did it exactly how they did it last year when mm-hmm. when they picked the girls with the highest social media. Mm. They should have did that off top just because that will bring more ratings because the girls already have a bigger following. Like, no one really cares about the girls that's on this season. Mm-hmm. I mean, Seven, because she's really hot and cute on her Instagram and she has followers and stuff, but the other girls, I don't know. Let me not be mean.
Yeah.
They're unmemorable.
You know, I agree. This is a social media...
Like now we're in social media world, so take advantage, you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like they took advantage last season. And now I feel like they went in the right direction with the West Coast, East Coast. I think that's dope. Mm-hmm. With the different, what is it? Bucket list, too. Mm-hmm. I think that was dope. I don't think
that... But they haven't really been doing anything from the bucket list.
Exactly.
They kind of just abandoned that.
So the bucket
that.
List is kind of whack because they don't have that much to do. Mm-hmm. And then they're not really going outside and using their sources. I mm-hmm. feel like they're using their time just to sit in the house because they don't... Either, one, they're broken. They can't go nowhere.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because I don't understand why they're sitting in the house every single day. So I just feel like they're broken. They can't go anywhere. Or they can't go anywhere because of production.
I think that this is probably the last season. And I think that you hit it on the nose mm-hmm. with they're broke.
Because a lot of times when we will want to go to the clubs, mm-hmm. girls will be like, oh, that's too much. Because they will, remember, some days they'll comp mm-hmm. bottles. Then sometimes you'll have to go and mm-hmm. purchase your bottles. When the days you have to purchase the bottles, all the girls are like, oh, I feel sick. I don't want to go. But mm-hmm. it's like, if the crew say, oh, we're going here, then everybody's on board mm-hmm. because they're paying for it. So that's why I was going off and doing my own thing. I didn't have time.
I don't think that they are paying for stuff. I don't. All these, like, places they're going, like that bar they went to, that wasn't even, like, there wasn't bottle service. It was fun. Don't get me wrong. But I'm seeing the caliber is kind of dropping. Like, where they're living is kind of dropping. They're not going out. It was, like, last season.
They don't even have cars.
Last season. Yeah, did they not have cars?
No.
Shut up.
We didn't see them drive anywhere.
They don't have cars.
You don't see when they pull up.
That's why they're not leaving. Going anywhere. That's why they're not leaving.
Well, guess what? It's a bus stop on Alameda Street, Union.
Write this down, ladies.
Union Station, even though you guys already filmed.
Yeah.
But see what I'm saying by using resources. I would have had them cameras on the train with me. You know what I mean? Up and down, going places, up in Santa Monica, up here, up there. But then Bad Girls has a bad reputation, so you can't film everywhere.
Wow. that's crazy. Yeah, we couldn't even get gym passes because they were like they wouldn't let bad girls. But yeah, weirdness.
Yeah.
I think that the show really might just be ending, or maybe they're just shopping around. Hopefully they're shopping around and a different network picks it up because it is a good show. However, they're not doing anything. Like last season, they were doing so much, you know? Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, we're going and we're doing this and we're going and we're doing that. We're going on trips. They didn't go on a trip last season.
No.
And now it's like they don't have a pool. Now apparently they don't have transportation.
Kristen is really upset about this pool. She's like, they don't have a pool. But that can honestly that make like, you mad because that was one therapy.
And that was one of the funnest parts of, because like, you know, having a pool is a really like luxurious thing. It was so fun just like all of us just being in the pool, swimming or hanging out by the pool. Or we had some of the best times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting real upset. I'm just like throwing stuff. We had a good time at the pool. It's like it's a stress reliever, you know. And downtown is, I don't like downtown LA.
Yeah.
So I went to college in downtown LA. Fit 'em.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
like
fit 'em.
Downtown mm-hmm. is like not nice. So I get it. So Sayora tells Big Key that she didn't have running water when she was little. She didn't have food. I don't know if she said she didn't have food, but she said she didn't have a lot. Like really didn't have a lot. What country is she from?
I don't know what country she's from. She's I think beautiful. It's Mexico.
Mexico? She's so gorgeous. But yeah,
I don't know. I don't remember. Sorry, Sayora, if I'm wrong.
Like, when Big Key was like, you know, I know you went through a lot. You'll eat anything.
Wait, I thought we were going to skip over that, but I'm glad you mentioned that because it's not funny. It is not. But the way Big Key is like, now that I think about it, maybe people are that way. Like, because I'm a picky eater. So I feel like I should be mm-hmm. less of a picky eater because I feel like I'm the one person that goes in the restaurant and then I have this order like, oh, I need this. I don't mm-hmm. want cheese, but I want wheat. I want, you know, mm-hmm. All flats and I want them extra, extra crispy. Mm-hmm. Like, I always have that extra order. So, damn. Is it like that?
Makes you think. I don't know. Speaking of like horrible food situations, tonight when I came in to watch the show, I had like a plate, like a platter of vegetables, and I opened it, and it just like released this gas smell, and everybody like turned around because they all thought I farted, and I was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I think it's the broccoli." And then I throw it away like outside, and then Camilla comes in, she's like, "What is that smell?" I'm spraying Chloe by
because
Chloe
it was
around.
Just like it smells really good in here most of the time, and I'm like,
"What?" It was broccoli. I eat a lot of vegetables.
And the studio was packed, so I felt bad to even say it out loud because I was like, I don't know where it's coming from.
I was like, it's me. I had broccoli.
I was like, it's a stench.
I was like, it's not coming from my body. It was actual broccoli. Okay, the girls ask DeShayla so the girl, Savannah, asks for DeShayla's phone number, and she gives it to her. And then she, like, immediately goes home, and she's like, you know what? I'm going to, like, calls her boo, and she's like, you know, this is, like, you're not giving me what I need, blah, blah, blah. Little Key, of course, is, like, the hype man. She's like, yeah, yeah, like, ends up hanging up the phone. It was just, I didn't really care. Did you?
No, I didn't. But it's funny that Little Key is just off the chain. Two chains.
Literally every single note I have about her. And I'm sorry. It pissed me off that she talked about Sayori's man's face. Because, girl, when you don't have a lot to work with, you shouldn't be talking about other people.
Shots fired. But the funny thing is, he was cool to me.
Was super cool. I thought he was handsome. I would have dated him. Damn, he was handsome. He was funny. He was sweet. The fact that they're exes and they're friends, like, that just makes them both so awesome in my eyes. Because I'm friends with a lot of exes. Are you?
Like, yeah, some? I am. I'm actually cool with a lot of them.
Right? It's like,
yeah. Like, you should be cool with your ex.
You should be cool with your ex. It says something about you. I had an ex-boyfriend one time who told me that he never talked to his ex-girlfriends after they broke up. Like, never. And I was like, what?
What's wrong with
you? So you go on vacation. You, like, do all these intimate things. You know their family. You have a relationship with this person, and you don't.
Mm-hmm.
My first boyfriend ever, we're still close friends. We were texting today. We were dating when I was 15. So I have known this man for, like, half my entire life.
My ex, remember the whole situation on Valentine's Day when you sent me flowers?
Yes, her ex.
That was somebody from high school, you know what I mean? So I still talk to literally every ex, and they, mm-hmm. honestly, it comes in handy when you have a daughter, too, because every ex bought me a gift for my daughter.
See? You know, it's like, and this is
thank
like,
you, Boo.
But this is like a lesson kind of for everybody. Mm-hmm. It's like, be a mature person, because if you had a good relationship with somebody, just because you don't end up working out together, it doesn't mean like you have to completely get rid mm-hmm. of them in your life. You know, you clearly had a good relationship. And I loved, that was like the most mature thing I think I've ever seen on the Bad Girls mm-hmm. Club. Just that they were friends. And he was so cool. Like, he was giving her, you know, pep talk and advice.
You know what's funny?
What?
When I was like, oh, say something, Sayora, when he brought up the liquor. You could tell she wanted to say something to him. Like, that's the bitch that don't like me. Mm. You know? When he's like, the cups are downstairs, the red cups. And she's like, oh, I don't want none of that drink because you bought it. I thought that was so funny. Because I would have been like, don't put your fucking lips on my ex's drink.
Smack it out of her hand.
But you can tell he had no clue, and she's looking like she, and she still held her ground because she didn't even say nothing messy like, bitch, you can't drink my drink. She mm-hmm. was still gonna let her have mm-hmm. some of the drink. So I think Sayora is being a bigger person in the situation. Definitely. And at this point, she's been bullied for the last two episodes, so I'm hands-on all for Sayora.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I hope she just cracks a bitch in the face. I'd love that.
Mm-hmm. She was like, you don't know about... Okay, Sayora, you're not a nigga, so you might not want to say that. That's probably why you got socked by...
When did that, happen?
That happened at the end.
I didn't
see. You didn't see when she was like, you don't know my nigga? And then she smacked her? That was because I believe...
Oh, is she saying that about her man?
Yeah, she's like, you don't know my nigga. She was like, I don't give a fuck about that nigga. And Sayora's like, you don't know my nigga? But it's like, just skip over that word. So she probably got socked by saying nigga, not even really getting angry. Me, if she's from Compton, she probably, her mind frame probably went there.
I didn't even notice that. So good job picking that up. I had no idea that even happened.
Just, that's something, not saying that I relate to that, but mm-hmm. I just know that people loosely say nigga now, you know? Mm-hmm. And I just feel like I personally shouldn't even say it, you know? I feel like everyone probably should not even say that word because it mm-hmm. just comes from, you know, derogatory meanings mm-hmm. and stuff. So I just feel like we probably should all just put it in the bag, but it's used freely nowadays mm-hmm. that people, everybody says. And I'm pretty sure when you ride down the, you know, when you're driving down and hear some Drake song, you're like, well, you're not even thinking about it. You know what I mean? Because those are...
Sorry, what? Oh, okay, thank you.
Because that's it's a song, you know? Mm. So it makes people more comfortable. But she, in that instant, I can see she was like, oh, nigga, you think you could say that shit?
I didn't even catch that. You know, I don't know. Little key in me this episode is like, can somebody just, like, give her, like, a Valium or something? It was just too much. It was like, every second, this and then. I mean, she was screaming at everybody. Like, every single note I have is, like, screaming. So when Fran calls her a bully, and I was really happy that Fran got involved. Something that I feel like is kind of weird with these girls is almost like the first episode, I felt like there was a lot of, like, peacemaking almost. Now I feel like it's just the whole, like, Susan, DeShayla have kind of become, and Seven, and mm-hmm. I hate to say that because I like Seven, have almost become minions of Little Key, almost because they're, like, afraid, you know, if I'm not... with her, she's like, I'm gonna be against her kind of thing because of her crazy wrath. I don't know. It's just,
she goes in.
I don't know. But I was happy that Fran was like standing up, but she wasn't like really standing up. She like wanted to get in the middle, but you could tell like she was like afraid to get in the middle. But she said that she is going to. Like, I think she said you don't want to see like an angry Fran.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought the bullying was kind of over with Bad Girls, but apparently it's not. So
Fran scares me a little bit. She has tattoos.
I love her Barbie tattoo. I've wanted to get a Barbie tattoo for years. Maybe sometime I would. I don't know. But I love that Barbie tattoo.
We went to the tattoo shop together. I have some cover-ups to do.
Ooh.
And some new stuff I want to get.
Party. Tattoo party. Key says, I'm going to go home and I'm going to start, or no, wait, Key goes home and starts like yelling and then like the whole fight happens between like the whole, you know, Big Key, Little Key, then the Fran's in there and then Sayora's in there and everybody, it's just
and
like
Seven's come in there. Yeah. She has her hair in a ponytail. She's like ready for
she
war.
She looked bald. I didn't even recognize her at first. Did she have her hair like...
It probably was pulled
shaved
back
or something.
I think
side?
Her hair was shaved because what didn't she say something about she's never shaving her hair again or something?
I have no idea. It looked like, because I didn't recognize her at first. I was like, who is that?
Well, I think she had it like in a slick back. Mm-hmm. I don't know, something like that.
But why was she going crazy? It was like just really weird. Was she going crazy because everybody else was going crazy? That was very strange to me.
Or maybe a boop boop came and tapped her and said, hey, you ain't been saying much on the episode. You're getting pushed behind.
Yeah, like we want you to be our favorite. Mm. You know, production like really like Seven. But yeah, that was a little weird. Seven was like going so crazy. And then when she was screaming about wanting to leave, like,
I can't deal with this shit.
Like, I mean, what was she really dealing with? Is it just that they're in such like close?
I feel like people quarters? They're going crazy because I know I started to go crazy after a while. Like, get me out of this house. Mm-hmm. This is ridiculous. You guys want me to deal with this bull crap, and then you don't want me to go outside. So you guys are like forcing me to deal with unnecessary situations. So let me go. So I feel her when. You are just at that moment. So maybe she's at that moment. You know, she smokes weed, so she's probably needing a little weed break.
You know, okay, and then when Little Key apologized to Big Key, what was she even apologizing for? I just felt like that whole episode was so, like, was it the editing? Did they just edit it to be a certain way? Because it looked very choppy. Like, they're angry. She's apologizing. She's not apologizing.
Well, I think they were just drunk. So Big Key looked a little bit drunk. Mm-hmm. Little Key feels like she came at her a little foul instead of just being kind of cool about it. She's like, bitch, you ain't my friend. You da, 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 da. Instead of saying, look, I don't really trust your ass because you over there hanging with Sayora. You was cool with us first. You was talking about her behind her back. I don't trust you. Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds better like that. But I'm sure if I was like 24 again, I probably was yelling at people too.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think that it was right that Little Key went to the hotel? Do you think she should have been sent to the hotel?
I think she should have went to the hotel when the dude left.
I think that she before, should. She
should have went before that even occurred.
Dude, I think she should honestly be sent out. I mean, more so because I just, like, I'm not feeling her. But the fact that she left a mark on someone's face, and she was the first, and she was antagonizing, and she was like, because there's one replacement, mm-hmm. so one person does go home.
So maybe it is.
Is it her?
It may be.
I'm kind of hoping it's her.
It might be because she's a little... liability.
She's a real loose cannon, and it's weird that she's, like, getting everybody, you know, like, on that, like...
I mean, she wants to take herself away from the hood, but it seems to me that... I don't know.
What's weird also is that Seven was saying to Fran, she was like, Fran, stay out of this. But I feel like Seven is, like, constantly getting herself kind of between the girls. Mm-hmm. Like, there when that fight kind of started, Seven was, like, standing in between. Right. So, is it just that you don't want people to get between it when it's... your friends? Because
we'll find out a little bit more about Seven, like, when I feel like her how her personality is going to start showing, because mm-hmm. she's been kind of quiet for the most part. Francesca has been quiet, so I think next episode will definitely be, like, you know, sprucing up them.
Do you think that Seven is going to go home? Because we know that somebody goes home.
I feel like it's so cold in here. What, is it cold to you? I just feel like I got a chill all of a sudden. Like, ooh.
It's the bad girl gods. Mm.
Oh my god.
You know, I feel this is kind of sad, but I know that only one person goes home, but I kind of wish more went home. Mm-hmm. And it's weird that only one goes home, so I'm wondering if it's Little Key that goes home, and then the rest of them are just good the rest of the time. Mm-hmm. Which would be nice for Sayora, because I do feel bad for her, because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and she really is getting, like...
Well, honestly, she is on the Valley Girl Slip, too, so you need to just get some balls. More balls. Because you got a little, but you need to put some more balls in you. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, step up, because... clearly they're gonna fuck with you, and you just have to. I feel like the same thing happened to me on my season. People just kept on fucking with me. I already knew I'm about to be a loose cannon in this bitch. You guys don't want to fucking piss me off, you know? What did they do? Piss me off. Six girls, boom 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 boom. And granted, all of them probably couldn't even fight, but I was fighting them like they were tigers coming after me, you know? So I just think that, you know, I don't know, this season is pretty interesting already.
Who's your favorite so far?
My favorite so far would have to be Sayora, only because she's standing up for herself, and she tried to get away from the drama by bringing another guy in. I mean, bringing a guy in and trying to just, you know, diffuse mm-hmm. the situation. And I think she's really trying to be friends with people, but they just don't want to at this point. So, yeah, Sayora the Hayden.
I have to say Sayora, too. Sayora, Fran, Big Key, Kiki, those are my favorite right now. Mm-hmm. But Kiki's kind of all over the place, but she is entertaining.
Yeah, she is very entertaining.
Where Fran is just kind of, like, laid back, but I think that she will be. Fran seems really chill. Like, from watching this, like, she's a very, like, mm-hmm. sweet girl, so I like her. All right, predictions!
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Oh, the lights, effects. Oh, my God, I've never seen that before. My predictions are Seven is going to get in a confrontation with, I don't know who, maybe it will be Big Key, because she seems like she's looking for a fight. Mm. I think Little Key is going to come back into the house, starting some shit with Big Key, and they're going to have a fight. Because at this point, Big Key is going to be like, you know what, bitch, I'm tired of your skinny ass talking shit. I try to be your friend, fuck you.
Mm. All right. My predictions are, because Fran, we saw like a little clip it, mm-hmm. and Fran was like, she looked like some MMA fighter. She was on top of somebody. I don't know who she was on top of.
Oh, it was the Shayla.
Oh, it was?
Yes, it was. It was the Shayla.
I wonder what happened there, because like they don't really even seem like they connect at all.
The Shayla is just like, she's just a little, she's like a little June bug on the side.
Yeah, that's surprising. Okay, so Fran is definitely going to beat up somebody. I hope Fran doesn't leave, because I do like Fran. But that was, it was just like interesting, that little clip it, because she looked like an MMA fighter. You know how like they get their legs around them? And she's like, shh.
She's so, like, I'm not going to sock you, but I'm definitely going to wrestle you down to the ground.
I don't know if this is a prediction, but I would really like if Little Key left. Like, I know she's like entertaining and all, but
not really entertaining.
Or if something happened, like I would like it if maybe they brought somebody in to talk to Little Key and they were like, you know, you're just, because it's, she's bullying, like she's really bullying, and she's like not letting something go. It's like, let it go. Mm-hmm. This isn't, you know, it's not entertaining. It's just stupid. And you're like, she's clearly hurting somebody, you know.
Well, I'm sure on the reunion she'll have a felt out heart. Yeah. Like, oh. I wonder if they filmed that already, no?
Maybe. I don't know. So how can everybody find you on social media, Miss Camila?
You can find me on Instagram Instagram, The Real Camila P, and Snapchat, The Real Camila P, and Twitter, I am Camila P. That's Camila Poindexter, to be exact.
And you can find me everywhere at Kristen Kelly TV, and on Snapchat, I am Miss Chris Kelly. Please go follow my YouTube channel. I will leave a comment below. I will talk to you guys later, and yeah, bye!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.